Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in. Hello, insiders. Today, I want you to understand the power of investing in EPE, the opportunities, and how you can tap into the opportunity and make lots of money and fortune from investing in EPE. For the past 5 years, EPE has been on the rise of the Lagos real estate market. Egbe is known to be a farming and agricultural rural area. During the previous administration, Egbe got the Lagos real estate government attention, and since then, Egbe has been experiencing massive growth and development. And since then, Egbe has been growing rapidly in the real estate market to the extent that everyone talks about Egbe. That's why today I want you to understand power of investing in EPE. So as an investor, why should we invest in EPE? The first one is affordability. Lagos real estate industry is the best and the fastest real estate investment opportunity in Africa and the only affordable area right now in Lagos is EPE. Apart from EPE, there is no any other area that is affordable as EPE. And from what I'm seeing, if you miss out the opportunity of investing in EPE, maybe the only option you have left is to go to other states, because EPE is the only area that is left in the Lagos real estate market. Last year, EPE was selling between 700,000, 800,000, 900,000, and is as high as 1 million naira. Now, EPE is selling between, at entry level, the lowest is 900,000 for 300 square meters and 1.5 million naira for 500 square meters, and you can get 1,000 square meters for 2.8 million naira. That's for the vacation city. It's the cheapest in EPE. There is no affordable land in Lagos that is as affordable as EPE. Now, EPE go as high as 14 million naira for 300 square meters in Alaro City, the Lagoon Front Estate. And we also have another estate, the Premium Estate in Egbe, selling 500 square meters for 10 million naira, all inclusive. So the rate at which land in Egbe is appreciating is gradually getting out of affordable tag. By next year, 2024, Egbe will be selling between 3 million naira to 4 million naira at entry level, and it will go as high as 20 million naira. So EPE is gradually getting out of affordable tag. Number two is future growth and the current growth. As a real estate expert, anytime I pass through Ibejulekki to EPE, the only thing I see is how big EPE will look like in the future. Because when I think about the rapid development going on in these two areas and how fast they are developing, 2 years ago, nobody will ever think EPE would have been growing at this rate. Almost 2,000 people are moving to EPE every year. Since last year, the population has started moving to EPE gradually. In fact, I also have a friend working at the Dangote refinery living at EPE. So when I compare how fast EPE is developing, for example, this year, there are countless of estates in EPE, and most of those estates are ready to be developed. So by next year, the rate at which those estates will be developing will be like times two of what has been done this year. And for me to let you see this, if you are very familiar with Ikorodu area, if you compare the growth of Ikorodu and EPE, you realize that with the governmental development and the infrastructures going into EPE, the rate at which EPE is developing is by far higher than Ikorodu. Apart from that, when you compare the amenities that will be coming to Epe, they are by far more than what is in Ikorodu area. The only popular governmental development we know in Ikorodu is the Lagos State Science and Technology University. But in Epe, you are thinking about the Alaro City, you are talking about the Lagos Film City, you are talking about the Epe Resort and Spa, the Epe Fish Market, Michael Tedola Housing Estate, the University of Education, and so many more. Also, the state government have a plan to extend the Lagos Blue Light Rail down to Ipechuleki and Epe. So I don't know if you can project the future with what's going to Epe. That's why Epe is a hot cake that every investor don't want to miss out. And number three is the tourism potential. Now, when you think about the economy of Epe, basically it used to be agriculture. Epe people are known to be fish farmers. But since the Epe Resort and Spa came in, gradually Epe is turning to tourism center. It also has many beaches, serene waterfront views, and a lot of greeny areas. And most of the lands in Epe are completely dry land. So all those things make it so attractive for investors to invest in Epe. Now, as an investor, I want you to think about this. What would your money worth in 2 years, 3 years, and 5 years time by tapping into the opportunity of affordable rate of land in Epe at the entering price of 900,000 naira, or let's put it at the baseline of 1 million naira. If you invest in Epe now, by next year, your land will be worth between 2 million naira to 2.5 million naira. And in 5 years, your land will be talking about 8 million naira to 10 million naira. So think about having like 1,000 square meters or even an acre in Epe. You'll be making so much money and a massive return on investment. So that's why I want to introduce to you the vacation city in Epe. The vacation city is a real estate investment estate where you can invest your money and keep for a while, and you can resell later. You can also buy it to build, but the development will take between 3 years to 5 years. So it's currently selling 300 square meters for 900,000 naira, 500 square meters for 1.5 million naira, and 1,000 square meters for 2.8 million naira. And with an initial deposit of 500,000 naira, you can spread the payment for a period of 2 years.
Hello and welcome to the News on the Hour. I am Gloria Olufeko. First, the top stories. North Avalon The Annex now reopened for sales. The news in detail. Where following recent developments at one of Luminous Hills Investment Limited's estate, North Avalon The Annex, the Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director Oluwatosin Aleriwa has announced the reopening of sales at North Avalon The Annex, an extension of Paradise. At the moment, North Avalon, which is located in Ibola Epe, which is a fast-growing area in Lagos State, currently sells 500 square meters for 2.3 million naira and 300 square meters for 1.4 million naira. With an initial deposit of 200,000 naira, you can secure a plot for yourself. Our correspondent, Joy Oluwadamilola, is standing by live to give us reports. Hello, Joy.
Thank you very much, Gloria. I am reporting live from North Avalon The Annex. And as you know, North Avalon The Annex recently reopened up back for sale. One very interesting thing about North Avalon The Annex is that it is directly opposite North Avalon Phase 1. Behind me right now is the perimeter fencing, and a plot of 500 square meters in North Avalon The Annex is going for 2.3 million naira. A plot of 300 square meters is going for 1.4 million naira. And with an initial deposit of 200,000 naira, you can own a piece of North Avalon The Annex. Invest in North Avalon The Annex now.
So if you want to key into any of these estates, kindly send me a DM.
If you're enjoying today's episode, here are three ways you can work with me, support me, and this podcast. Number one, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker, or a team who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable, they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number two, refer me to a friend who need a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who need a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868. Or you can email me at realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number three is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platform, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.